U.S. President Donald Trump has announced plans to reopen and expand the infamous Alcatraz prison in San Francisco Bay to detain the country's most violent and repeat criminal offenders. Posting on his Truth Social platform on Sunday, Trump said, "Rebuild and open Alcatraz." He directed the Federal Bureau of Prisons, Department of Justice, FBI, and Homeland Security to oversee the reconstruction. The president said the move would serve as a symbol of law, order, and justice in response to rising crime. Originally closed in 1963 due to high operating costs, Alcatraz, a federal prison once home to notorious criminals like Al Capone, has since become a major tourist attraction. The island location, strong currents, and cold waters made it nearly escape-proof, with no confirmed successful breakouts. Trump told reporters the idea came to him recently. "It's a symbol of law and order," he reiterated as he returned to the White House from Florida. Critics quickly dismissed the proposal. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a California Democrat, called it unserious. Alcatraz closed as a federal penitentiary more than 60 years ago. "It is now a national park and popular tourist destination," she posted on X. The proposal comes amid Trump's broader push for harsher penalties against violent offenders. Earlier this year, he controversially transferred alleged gang members to a prison in El Salvador and floated similar ideas for domestic criminals. Alcatraz's operational costs were historically triple those of mainland prisons due to its isolated location. Despite the challenges, Trump's move signals a renewed push for high-profile criminal justice policies as the 2024 election season intensifies.